Hello everyone. Thank you very much for allowing me to share a few thoughts with you. Special thanks to Nikos Bornozis. Capital Link is offering a remarkable service to our industry. There is no doubt on that. I am managing director of Castec Nava, a company that is recognized for its presence in network in Asia, China, Japan, Korea. Our primary business is new building, and we have identified that there is a real need for sourcing alternative funding for our clients. This need has been triggered by an approach from the Chinese leasing companies, which, recognizing our presence and our track record in China, came to us and asked us to promote their leasing packages to key clients in Greece and in Europe and globally. In this regard, we feel that this is a field of real essence to navigate, to look into it, and with opportunities that need to be evaluated. In very few minutes, I would like to navigate you through certain key points on Chinese leasing, and I would like to start with a misperception which is related to the asset class that Chinese leasing companies choose. There is a misperception that Chinese vessels, and meaning vessels built in China or vessels owned by Chinese ship owners, are the asset class that will have the preferential ranking in the choices of Chinese leasing companies. This is not the case. We have managed several deals with the Japanese and Korean shipyards financing at least 80, 90, even 100% of the asset of ships being built in Korea and Japan. There are certain prerequisites. I will come to this later. However, it is a misperception that only Chinese vessels can enjoy these financing packages. This is an important point. A second point is with regard to the leverage. It is widely conceived that the 70 or 80% is a limit. We have managed 90, even 100% leverage in certain transactions. Again, there are restrictions and prerequisites, but Chinese leasing companies with the right credential, with the right prerequisites, when the right boxes are ticked, have reached up to these levels, and it is we are negotiating deals even today on such basis. So it is very true. With regard to cost, there is again an idea that cost is expensive. It is. A few years ago, we were negotiating margins of 500, 600 basic points, which was quite difficult for owners to bear. But today, with a gradual reduction of the rates in China, we are negotiating in the vicinity of 350 to 450 basic points, which makes it more attractive, given that we are talking about high leverage finance. Again, 80, 90, 100 in more extreme scenarios. It is important. Another point is the profile. The profile has been one of the flag arguments, together with leverage, for Chinese leasing companies in order to promote their product. A few years ago, we have even managed profiles up to 20 years. 22 years is the longest for a new building. Conventional ship, bulk carrier tanker, which is quite unique. Today, this trend has been relatively reversed, and we are talking close to 12, 15 years, but still probably more competitive than one a Western bulk would do. In this regard, profile is an attractive element. Another point is that a lot of structures are formulated in manners where fixed rates are agreed, and therefore there is a hedging against LIBOR increases, and again, this has become more pricey lately, but still it's probably a healthy way to structure the product. And timing, Timing is, it is more time consuming, and the Chinese are becoming more efficient. In the beginning it was more difficult. There is extensive documentation. There are a lot of clauses that need expert legal advice. On the other hand, very serious, important companies around the world have performed these transactions. We have proven records, and there are very serious manners in which all issues can be addressed. Finally, I would like to go to the prerequisites that are related to these funding possibilities. We could go long in this discussion. If I was to summarize, I would go in 3 points. First of all, they do need holding structures. So it is we have to be open that SPC, special purpose company financing or mortgage financing is not adequate in most of the cases. They do need this holding structure, they do need security and guarantees, cross-collateralization. It will be difficult, it is difficult to fly a project lacking these structures. Secondly, it is the employment. Chinese leasing companies are very sensitive in visibility of cash flow, and this unfortunately is still interpreted mainly as long-term employment, as charter periods, and it is not easy to fly a project without. We have done it, but it's not easy. It needs to be counterbalanced by a strong guarantee or a different type of security. But again, with these prerequisites, you can go at very, very high leverage. And the third really important point is relationship. Chinese leasing, and to a very big extent, the points that we, in this 3-5 minutes talk, went through about Chinese leasing are equivalent to Japanese leasing as well, which follows very, very similar paths with different difficulties, but similar paths. So relationship is extremely important, approaching the right people with the right manner, knowing their needs, addressing them in advance, building up the right business plan, the right approach with the right people is, I think, in many cases, in most business in Asia, a make or break. And this is a field where we really believe that with our Chinese employees, with our Chinese team, with our consecutive trips there, we can also be of assistance to our clients. Thank you very much.